I could literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I could start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
That's pretty sick.
That is
speaking
pretty tight.
Of the Tokyo partners.
Yeah, dude.
Somebody on our Reddit was nice enough to share some pretty breaking news on the Tokyo partners.
He broke it, dude.
They've in a Chinese zoo. The Tokyo partners.
There's so much
China.
Zoo news and fucking Asian news.
Yeah, they don't treat animals.
A lot of zoo-related news.
They don't treat animals too great.
The zoos must be wild there. You could probably pay to like kick a kangaroo.
Well, that's what it is. They were throwing rocks at kangaroos.
Just because
the Tokyo partners showed up. They were there for business, and I guess the Tokyo partners just purchased a bunch of kangaroos, and the kangaroos weren't hopping around.
So they're like, all right, chuck some rocks.
So they all started throwing rocks at the kangaroos to make them hop. And then, like, they hurt a couple of kangaroos, so the zoo, like, took rocks away from around the exhibit. Just Asian people kept throwing rocks at the kangaroos. And then they walked a distance to get rocks, brought them back to the kangaroo thing, and started throwing them again.
Any kangaroos die?
Yes.
Did they?
One they broke its foot, and they thought that was the only injury, and then the kangaroo was, like, hurt for a few days, and they're like, what's
Holy
wrong with this
shit.
Thing? It had internal bleeding from getting hit with rocks.
All right, so if I'm going to hit you with this question. So there's – you have the option of setting up, like, a Royal Rumble deathmatch kind of thing, but with, like, the world's poorest people but from different groups of ethnicities. It's like, who do you think's going to win that? Like, you have, like, the poorest Asian – you have, like, poor Asian people, poor black people – poor white people, and just like the idiots,
just poor,
the collective idiots of
idiot
just,
race war.
Yeah, exactly. Who in the physical battle? Who do you think is going to come out on top of that?
Physical fights.
Yeah, like you can do like a March Madness tourney.
Well, the poor
you
Asians,
have like shitty Armenians.
Oh, that's where. All right, so
you
are
get,
we counting,
yeah, you
are
get
we
into
counting
like,
them as whites, or are we talking?
We're
going to
go
country?
Full multi. We're going to go like the fucking shit Olympics of just like the shittiest of the world.
The shittiest Americans are all probably pretty obese.
Yeah, that's true.
So they're in trouble. They're going to hit charge with their scooters. They're going to charge
sumo wrestling.
Nah, they're going to charge on their scooters.
We got a little rascal soup up their power scooter.
Are they allowed to use weapons or is it just hand-to-hand?
Hand-to-hand, dude.
All right, so the Chinese are in trouble. Because if you're a poor Asian, you're very malnourished.
True.
Poor black people also are running into obesity.
Yeah.
I think if you're not counting like Slavs as white people...
No, there's not even white. It's just we're going to go country by country.
Okay. I bet Russia and like...
Yeah, that'd be tough.
Like Chechnians and like...
They have like fucking braided mullets and shit.
Yeah, they'd be tough.
Hockey jerseys, dude.
I mean, Nigeria. You're running into some thick bulls.
Get some pirates. You got some pirates coming hitting the thing from...
Somalia.
Yeah, dude. You got some... You're attacking pirates. They'd be tough.
They're skinny, though. I don't know. That's
yeah, but they're fucking pirates, dude.
Each country's poorest people fighting.
Yeah,
isn't that what war is, man?
No, it's like the
isn't
middle.
That exactly,
each
what
country's
war is,
middle
dude?
Class fighting. That's true.
Isn't it the poor against the poor?
I guess we would win.
We're number one, dude. America's number
we
one.
We fucking win again. All right, dude.
So if it's country by country, then we get poor black people on our side too.
Nah, that's true.
So we would fuck some people up in America.
True.
Get rednecks.
But you said our poor blacks are pretty fat too.
Yeah, but if we're just because then we can probably count rednecks and black people, we would fuck a lot of people up.
Shit,
America would be a tough customer.
Russia's a tough fucking. I think you're sleeping on poor Asian people, dude.
Poor Asian people are so
they're
small.
They work with ropes a lot, dude. They're fucking at the docks, dude, pulling in.
Yeah, but
boats
they're also like
opium
5'2".
Yeah, but dude, imagine pulling in that fucking boat of contraband, dude. You're taking like illegal, like reverse engineered fucking knockoff shit all day in a boat and pulling that rope at the docks, dude. Your bare feet are clinging to the
now,
wood of the docks.
Sheer numbers, they would be trouble.
You're kicking down palm trees in the fucking Manila, dude. Fucking jujitsu in palm trees.
The numbers, that would be a problem.
Yeah.
If this is hand-to-hand combat, then Asia and India.
True.
Or China and India.
Poor Indians will get grimy on you, too.
They will.
You got to watch out,
dude. You saw
them
working in that factory, dude.
You
got to
watch out, dude.
Yeah.
They'll cut you with some glass or something, dude.
This is good stuff.
It's a shame we can't have all of our poorest fight to the death for us for our entertainment.
I mean, technically, I just did my taxes yesterday.
You'd be at the front lines.
I mean, way in the front with a scooter, dude. I'd be like, come on.
Oh yeah, you think it was a murder, dude? Did you hear about that murder in Center City? The
there's a serial killer.
The developer.
In Philly.
What?
Yeah,
there's a serial killer.
No, this
I heard about that.
Dude, the developer.
The developer got stabbed in the fucking back, bro.
Oh, dude, you read the story?
It's questionable.
It's insane.
Wait, what's the story?
I'm going to sound like a real dickhead because this is this kind of stuff that makes me look like a dickhead. I'm going to preface this by saying, remember a few years ago that kid from Villanova got shot by a Temple law student?
Don't remember that. Asian guy with a gun? No, I don't remember that.
An Asian guy with a gun shot?
Yeah, dude. So it was like these three jacked footballers. And they were like hanging around Rittenhouse. And they walked by some Asian dude with his girlfriend. And they were like, we're fucking catcalling his girl. And then the Asian dude was like back up. And the one dude got like all... got all fucking meathead hot. Yeah. You know, he was doing pull-ups on scaffolding a few minutes before that.
Really?
Yeah, they have video. On camera? Yeah, they have video of him doing it.
Holy fuck.
So he got all jacked up, and the Asian dude, like, pulls that piece, and then the dude, like, he's like, fucking try it. I'll fucking
He did that.
And the Asian dude was like, pop, pop, pop. Yeah. Fucking lit him up.
He did that fucking, he grabbed the gun, put it to his forehead. Like,
you fucking do it.
You have to kill me, motherfucker. Yeah. And he's like, okay, I will kill you. Now. You talk to my girlfriend.
Yeah.
He agreed. He definitely fucking nailed him, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, it's like, oh, shit.
He blew a whistle and took out a sword. You know how Asians fight?
Fucking beheaded him, dude. But dude, yeah. So, anyways, in that story, like after that came out, I was like, "Good, I'm glad that fucking guy."
Yeah,
I'm glad it happened. Not glad it happened, but like that's the outcome. And everybody was like, "You're an asshole." I was like, "I'm not happy the guy got shot."
Yeah.
But like, this is what happens when you walk around being like, "I'm the fucking man. I'm untouchable."
Would you prefer eventually
run into a fucking Asian dude with a piece who doesn't
exactly, dude?
You know,
and you know what? It's funny. That's the most unlikely of people. Usually, think some guy they thought like he was going to be an easy target, like a bigger, badder guy who's going to beat him up one day. Just small Asian nerd with a gun, just is like pop.
Dude, think how fucking that chick must have been hot as fuck. That Asian must have been one of the coolest Asians on earth.
Yeah,
he's willing to murder in the street.
Yeah,
he must have had the fucking sickest swag, dude.
They dishonored him, dude.
They dishonored him very much.
That's dishonorable. It's very dishonorable.
What do you think the Asian was thinking?
Dishonorable.
What do you think
dude?
Was going through his head?
He's like, this is so dishonorable. And his ancestors are like, shoot.
Do you think when he pulled the gun out and made that shing sound like it fucking
sounds like when he pulled out in Kill Bill, he just pulled a little bit of the knife out and he goes, shing, pull it out. The white guy's mouth looks like a bad.
He fucking did one of those, like a bad voiceover.
It's like, you will now die.
I wouldn't step any closer, sir. Do not.
Some Chinese torture dogs, dude.
You know the Chinese are making fake diamonds at such an alarming rate that like
diamonds don't matter anymore.
The value's dropping, and it's like De Beers is hiring an expert to try to figure out how to tell the difference. They can't, as of yet, tell the difference.
Dude, De Beers had a good history.
De Beers is fucking.
That's crazy. That company's still allowed.
They're super evil, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, don't they hoard diamonds and inflate the market rate of diamonds, and obviously run diamond mines where people, woo, baby, dude. The De Beers are often no good.
Yeah,
the Chinese figure out how to manufacture their precious diamonds, dude, and it's like
the Chinese are wiling out right now.
I mean, that's good timing though for people proposing because it's like. You could print out a couple of articles and be like, look, I'm not spending $5,000 on a synthetic diamond, babe. I love you that much. I don't want you wearing some Chinese fucking knockoff diamond. Let's just get, like, silicone rings.
Let's just date.
Let's just date forever and not draw up paperwork. Yeah, I love you so much, babe. I don't want to encumber you with this estate.
Yeah, the Chinese, that's – what do you think of the Chinese, dude?
I don't know what the fuck goes on in China, dude. Apparently, they're like,
I don't either, dude.
Apparently, they have
wild.
Like, they're setting up the social credit system that is like a Black Mirror episode.
Yeah.
They're rounding up Muslims. They're making fake diamonds, which shout out to them for that.
That's sick.
Good job, guys. Now you save me $3,500 at some point in the future.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, eventually, you know. Yeah, eventually, you got to fucking. Nice thing.
Are you proposing right now?
No. That'd be a sick proposal.
Over the gas,
oh
be like,
my god,
babe! Why don't you listen to episode 105? I get to sit through you espousing crazy shit for an hour, make her really second guess marrying you.
That's not a bad idea.
It'd be like, well, if you got through that, what do you think?
That should be a proposal, dude. You should just sit in a dark room and just talk into a microphone for 2 hours, and if your bae can sit and listen to it and not just like fire up the Ford Fusion and take off.
My test for that is like, babe, we're going to watch No Country for Old Men tonight.
True.
See how quick that cell phone comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Be like, if you love me, you'll watch Chiguer fucking kill this dude.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude.
Instead of checking someone else's Instagram. Who's on there? Who's in your DMs?
Fuck
you
that, dude. Oh, my God. I get so jealous. I see Snapchat alert. I do that shit. I'm like, oh, someone, I think someone Snapchatted. Oh, I don't care. I didn't, you don't have to check right now.
Yeah, who is it?
I mean, is that someone you know?
What's it?
I don't remember. Yeah, dude.
Who's Ryan? Who's Ken? We were down in Princeton. That's where we were.
Yeah.
It's fucking Chinese city, dude.
Princeton?
Every Ivy League.
Yeah, I was just there.
Every Ivy League is Chinese villages, dude.
Princeton's nice as fuck. I didn't remember.
Gorgeous.
I didn't remember so many Chinese.
The Chinese are there. They're all fucking, they all go to school there.
I mean, wherever there's wherever there's learning going on.
Wherever there's learning, the Chinese are fucking, boy, they love books.
Yeah, they're all over it, man.
Yeah.
Well, that's like when I was on my little Japanimation kick, I noticed that's a fucking common theme in like, we have a lot of our common themes when you watch, like, you know, like Avengers and all that shit. One of their common themes, because I watched a bunch of different shows, is like there's this test, and it's a really hard test, and they have to prove that they do well to the master, or like they're like they're superior, and there's this test, and they have to like figure out what the test is, because that's like a tricky dude. And it's like this has been like across a bunch of these different shows I watched.
The Chinese have had that.
This is the hardest test, and they'd be sitting there like
very difficult to test,
and then like when they sit down, like get the little sweat drop, it's like. Beep! And they're just like, oh, everybody's going to know that. Dude, it's so fucking funny.
Yeah, that's what they were doing. We went, we got like coffee, a bunch of Chinese just studying.
Cramming for it.
There was also two dorks, an Indian chick and a gay white dude.
Yeah.
And they were like flirting over the topic they were studying. And it was so fucking annoying to listen to. Like, that's what I love about history. It's like a study of like, you know, and they just kept going back and forth with like... jerking each other off with their intellect, and I was just sitting there, just like, you guys. I basically tapped into my ancient warrior.
You should have.
I was like, these guys are gay! She should like me! Why the fuck should like this guy? That's when I went and bought books.
Did you really?
I saw these fucking two hitting it off. I was like, I should read!
That's fucking ridiculous! Yeah, dude, that was my, shit. That's been my shit I'm on.
Yeah. That's good.
Confronting my demons, dude. Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, there's people who want to repeal all the affirmative actions. Then it's just like whoever gets in, gets in. It's like.
It's sick. White people pass the baton to Asians on affirmative action.
Well, I mean,
we're like, go, carry the mission. We're defeated. Nike defeated us. Nike's ads brought us down, dude.
There's still hope for you guys.
You guys take it to the finish.
But they're saying that, like Asian people knowing this will, like, go through high school like machines. Like
whoa, Matt, come on.
No, the ones who want to get into Harvard can machine out harder to where it's like fiddle lessons, student body, 4.6 GPO. Got that.
GPO, dude.
GPA.
Got that fucking GPO up to 4.6.
That's why I didn't make it, dude. That's why I passed the baton. I was like, my GPO was too low. Here, Asians, my GPO was
hey, Asians, defeat the blacks for us, would you?
We have bad GPOs.
We're fucking retarded.
Oh my god. Well, a bunch of those some of those cases where like white people have sued schools, they're like, I know I did better than black people, but it's like there was like hundreds of thousands of other white people that would have beat them out anyway. Yeah. So it's like you're not even like your grievance, you're at like the bottom of that list where like the people there's people above you who beat you out, so it's kind of like a non-issue. But
the Chinese started getting fucking...
Chinese will come in hard, dude, on a high GPO, dude. They'll come in and they'll just have like... It's almost like... It's apparently a joke. This is what someone was saying, like within like the admissions buildings where like they'll hear people be like, oh, wow, another fucking Asian who wants to be a doctor with a 4.6 GPA and like every single activity you can think of. To where it's a point where like Asians think like, dude, we're doing all the stuff you guys are... But Harvard added a personality aspect to their thing. And Asians like, we're getting fucked on the personality one. And it's like,
what's the personality thing?
It's just like an overall holistic.
Like, do you like hip hop?
It's like it's an overall holistic thing of like adversity. Like, are you a boring Asian robot or not? Like,
oh my gosh, Matt.
That's what they're saying. They're being viewed
you're
as.
You're saying that.
No, that's what they. I read the article.
It literally said, are you a boring Asian robot?
Sort of.
Or did you say that?
They're saying they're being stereotyped as like these robots who
dude,
are
the
just
partners
like,
are not going to be pleased when
no,
they
the
hear
partners
you.
Are going to be. They're going to be nodding their heads, dude. You don't even know about WeChat, bro.
Do you chat with the partners?
You don't know about WeChat. WeChat is like the Asian Facebook. Dude, they're all on it getting fired up about this right now.
They're pissed.
If you put something out on WeChat about like when Jimmy Kimmel said, like had a little kid and the kid was like, we got to kill the Chinese because they're like threatening us. That clip went out on WeChat. And they get, dude, you don't know. The Tokyo partners do get fired up.
I know the partners get fired up.
You don't even go on WeChat. Dude,
I don't need WeChat. I ran into them in the back room and WeChatted. We sat down. They're like, oh, black people very mean. I was like, dude, I know.
Dude, see, That's so fun. Well, I have I didn't tell you this. I have 1% North African in me.
I know. Come on, man.
You can tell. You my hair gets curly when it gets long. But anyway, so yeah.
So you have 1% Arab.
So I'm torn between worlds, dude.
Well, one North African, you're Arabic.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tartarian.
No, dude, you're Arabic.
But yeah, so that's
sick. Dude, you're 1% Muslim. That's awesome.
It's, I mean,
I knew you were.
Who would have thought, dude?
I knew.
Who would have thought I was this diverse?
I knew you didn't have any heroes, so you're making your own.
But yeah, man, that was I don't know how I got into fucking affirmative action, but basically,
I know how.
Oh,
you and me are two white dudes. Then it all comes back like, you know what? We're getting screwed.
I don't
our Harvard
that.
Admissions, where we should fit.
Well, that's a funny thing. Harvard only accepts like 5% of their applicants. So people are like, this is bullshit. Harvard's not letting us. It's like Harvard's like the least of the fucking problems. Yeah. But they also have a big Harvard also, they came under fire. What the affirmative action thing did bring to light was Harvard's admission process. They have this dean's list thing to where like, the dean can just take interest in certain individuals, and it increases your chance of being accepted from 5% to like 45.
Damn.
Typically, it's when you know, when Papa fucking
what
donates, dude. It's when Dre, dude, gives fucking $10 million to USC. You heard about that?
Yeah.
So you know.
So
you get in the core of the reactor here, dude. I don't even know. I don't even care about. I'm not aggrieved by college admissions, but it is.
Nor am I.
It is. The fact that the guy, that fucking dude, got the Chinese involved, dude, was like,
it's awesome. That, well, it is. But hypocritical.
It is. It's funny because it is fucking those guys up, and the Chinese are like, dude, they're going on WeChat, and they're like, fuck this, let us in. We're minorities too. We're not going to get fucking kicked out of here. And they're just like, you're not really the minorities we're thinking about right now. So
yeah, we mean like oppressed minorities, not you guys.
Like, you guys are kind of killing it.
You guys
right
have
now?
Been having fun for a while, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Asians, fucking chill out.
Yeah, dude. Try to tell them that. But, dude,
try to tell Asians to chill out.
Harvard's basically trying to do that, and they're not having it. They're going WeChat, and it's just like nothing but all caps fucking Space Invader logos, dude.
Is that what you think the Chinese language is? Space Invader logos?
Imagine, like, just getting, like, seeing me. I don't know. Like, do you like, do that in bold or italics?
No.
Like that, like if you get real mad in Chinese, never, can you all caps. Like,
oh, can you capitalize?
Can you all caps?
Space Invader?
The wingdings? Yeah.
The wingdings? Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
I wonder if you can.
I think all of it, no, I think all of it's written. Even when you're angry, it's still written like an elegant haiku.
Yeah.
Like it's definitely like Petal Blossom Falls, the war drums.
Wow.
But no, dude, when I was getting
what
into-
do you? I would like to hear more about what the personality test to try to weed out Asians is.
They don't know. They don't say.
It's like, have you ever run across the tops of trees? Do you dance up the step? How do they weed out the Asians? That? Well, Asians run across trees.
Are you talking about like...
Crouching Tiger.
Crouching Tiger. I thought you were talking about Mulan. I was thinking of the
same thing. It's like, have you ever danced inside of a dragon?
Well, that'd be tough because if they're doing like...
Do you like firecrackers?
Yeah,
do you think firecrackers are
hang time could mess up their target population. Like, how long do you float in the air for after you jump? That's going to get staticky.
Yeah. But do your legs churn like you're running while you're flying through the air? Because then you're Asian. If you just spread them like MJ.
Do you glide or float should be the question. No, the personality assessment is just like – it's just thing Harvard uses that's super secret. And like it's there's no like rhyme or reason.
And then they time your 40-yard dash.
Yeah. I don't know. You get some fucking speedy. You get some speedy demons, dude.
What? How did Asians?
You don't think so?
No.
Actually, I want to.
If it was a walking on the sidewalk test,
exactly.
If you're walking class to class, how fast do you get there? The Chinese will fly. Chinese are flying to class.
I wanted to start whatever in Philly. I wanted to start like a little short web series that you just film pedestrians. I want to start a web series called Asians in a Rush. Dude, when they put the fucking Ford walk on and start, it's so fucking
funny. I see it in New York, dude, when the partners are slammed into a train. When the partners push each other into trains, it's amazing.
Oh, they love it, dude.
Oh,
they love high density.
I went down to fucking Chinatown last week, and I trucked Asians.
Why?
Their fucking awareness of social space, of personal space,
well, it's cultural.
Is insane.
Yeah, dude.
I was in Chinatown, so of course there's like, you know, stinks. There's fucking fish just sitting out. There's like...
You're not used to sleep. You never slept in a pod, dude.
No.
If you slept in a pod, you would be crammed in on the fucking...
So you're saying Chinese sleep in pods?
Some of them sleep in pods. They're more likely to have had sleep in a pod than you. Did you ever see that shit in Japan where, like, you sleep in, like, little, like, it's like a little beehive where everyone has a little pod and it's like.
No.
Do they not have that? Am I making this up?
What are you saying?
Like a little pod.
What do you mean by a little pod? You keep saying a little pod. I don't know. Like a nice dumpling? Like a little dumpling? A bed dumpling?
No. It's like a little, like, I've seen it in Japan where you can sleep in a little bed pod where it's like a little hotel, but it's like a little 4x4 pod instead of a room. You can kind of like.
I hear you. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Pod. So, yeah. Like, yeah, forgive them if they're going to fucking press up against you. Press up, press up a pixelated bird up on you, dude.
I'm just a big, sassy man going through Chinatown just bumping into people.
True. That definitely is. You got to watch out as a big, sassy man in Chinatown.
Because, they just don't even look.
Nah,
just,
you gotta watch.
They're all.
You think they're not looking, they're dude. They're coming by you in a little fucking.
You think they're straight? No, I was
slowly weakening you, pressure point by pressure point. They're just. You're, next thing you know, you pass out in Chinatown. Big trouble in little Chinatown, dude.
So you think the hive mentality from sleeping in the pods, they're all like, there's a big sassy daddy coming through town, dude. We gotta hit him with pressure points.
Oh, yeah, dude.
We gotta pressure point
him. You're gonna force them into opening up their ports. They want to be isolationists, and you're going to see a big sassy daddy coming in like, no. You guys, we need some fucking DVD players in 100 years, dudes. Let's go.
The last time a sassy daddy came to Chinatown.
Take off those Power Ranger clothes and get to fucking work, dude. So here, they were playing Power Rangers like 1,000 years having a blast. We're like, come on, guys. Come on.
Stop dressing up. Stop playing with swords. Make us VCRs, you fucking idiots.
And they were like, whoa, we're smarter than you guys are smarter than us. Fuck.
Yeah, but then they got smarter.
They're fucking skyrocketing.
Now we're trying to keep them out of Harvard because they're too smart.
They are too smart. That's according, again, people don't like the fucking ethnicity IQ studies, but Asians come up on top. That's when white guys are like, well, fucking Asians are smarter than us. Why are we? And people are like, eh. It's like those studies is like this deal in stereotypes. People are like, that's not fucking true.
Yeah.
But, you know, the IQ studies don't measure potential, so keep that in mind.
Yeah, that's important.
There's no test that can measure.
Especially because minorities have never had heroes.
True.
So that's a.
Well,
that's
now that Nike's fucking.
I went on a date with a Chinese woman. And.
What happened? Did you tell her that Eastern thought sucks?
I fucked that up so bad. How? That was more the Coach Corey Wayne shit I did wrong.
What?
God damn it, Coach Corey.
Oh, you can't apply
he's
that.
Good. I love Coach Corey Wayne.
What did you do? Oh, you didn't do the Coach Corey Wayne
stuff. I
didn't
know that. Yeah,
what
did
you do with the Chinese?
Over pursued. And then, like, I got into this thing where she was going to be, like, not available for a month. So then I was, like, trying to push. I was just like, you know, I think I like you more than you like me.
No. Oh, God. Kirby's dried my pussy up.
Yeah.
Because I was like, dude, I had no fucking clue what I was doing.
Yeah.
But anyway, she was really cool. And what happened with her, though, is in China, in order to.
Oh, she was full from China.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
And she wanted to be a mathematician. You
thought that girl's butt stung?
A mathematician?
She wanted to be a mathematician. She was like really good at it.
This Asian was good at math?
So she's really good at it, and that's what she wanted to be. But in her province, you have to take a test.
Yeah.
And only the people that scored like the top 10 out of this massive province
go
to the school for math that she wanted to go
good.
To. Okay. She scored 11th. And then, so she got assigned to study.
It's actually pronounced a Revanth.
Study English literature.
What?
So she had to study Shakespeare. And then what she did was applied to Temple to get in there and on, like, for Shakespeare something or other, and then switched to math while she was at Temple.
Good for her.
Hold on, real quick.
Yeah, that's
back to
bullshit.
This Chinese you were getting with.
Yeah, no. That's she really interesting.
It just reminded me.
She became a mathematician.
Yeah.
They made her study Shakespeare.
Right.
Did she know her Shakespeare?
A little bit. She hated it.
Oh, you know how hard it'd be to fucking read that shit?
A to be or a not a to be? That's a question. That's a very good question. Are you being or not?
Dude, that must have been so hard for her to put her math. Because she probably still got knocked it out of the park. But if she has like a math brain, she had dedicated her math brain
exactly.
to Shakespeare. Ooh.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, certainly America is not perfect.
A lot of L's in Shakespeare.
But to have a place where you are not maximizing people's.
Yeah, that sucks, dude. Oh, yeah, where you're just forcing people to do the bullshit.
Yeah. It's just like, all right, they missed out on that. That mind, there's another one gone from that stupid.
Yeah. You know. It's happened to me in school.
Yeah.
I got forced into some fucking bullshit, dude. School in general.
Yeah.
I should have been out doing other stuff.
So you like the American school system?
No. I think
I'm becoming more concerned about this, especially as like my niece and nephew get older and they're like, they're learning on their own and then they're going to go sit in a class and be forced to listen to stuff that they don't care about. I just think it's like,
man, our school system sucks. Religion sucks. Our government sucks.
You just know everything. What did I say? Government sucks.
You just
sucks.
Know everything. You
I don't know anything.
Everything.
I
hate big government.
No, I don't know anything.
Testament. Back when every episode was pure gold with Shane Gillis, our big kahuna, and Matt McCusker bringing the heat every time. Every episode was a non-stop laugh fest, the kind that kept you hooked and coming back for more. Shane and Matt were on fire, and so were we. But now, it's a different story. What used to be a comedy powerhouse is now just another cash grab. Half the time, Shane's not even there. Instead, we get Matt, some funny fart friends, guests, and Lamar, the stoner producer who can't get anything right. The spark is gone, replaced by mediocrity and degeneracy.
I'm very, very well connected. You are officially blacklisted for smashing my wife again. Show some respect.
Lamorp's a mess. A stoner who shouldn't be anywhere near a mic. And Matt's so-called friends. They make watching paint dry look exciting. It's like the world stopped turning. The red-hot energy faded to a rusty haze, leaving us with a shell of what MSSB used to be. But fear not. We're here to keep the spirit of the Old Testament alive. We're all about those legendary moments, the laughs, and the killer chemistry that made MSSB great. Will the pod ever return to its roots, its origin, its fan base? I do not know. Nor do I dare to hope. But wherever there is darkness, there will be the light to meet it. Welcome to the channel where the Old Testament lives on. Relive the magic, the man, the genius of Shane Gillis and Matt McCusker. Enjoy, my brothers, enjoy.